Sagt Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Kama, Perig Yud, Mishnah Dalet, Zeba Bechavitai, Shal Yayin, this person comes with his barrel of water, Zeba Bechadish Shal Dvash, this person comes with his jug of honey. The honey was worth more than the wine. Nizdika Chavis Shal Dvash. The honey keli split open. So the person holding the wine said, oy, oy, oy. He's losing his honey. That's a bigger loss than if I would lose my wine. So what did he do? V'shafach zez yena. So this person went and spilled out his wine. V'hitzel esedvash letoichai. And saved the honey into his keli, into his now emptied wine keli. Now he says, okay, pay me for my wine. Sakta Mishnah, Einloi, the owner of the wine, does not have eles chodai. He can charge for his keli, he can charge for the work. But that's because there was no prior statement or arrangement. However, if before he did this, if before he spilled his wine to save the other person's honey, Vim Omar, if he said to him, listen, my friend, you're in trouble. You're losing your honey. Atzeles shalach, I'll save your honey. But va'ata noisenli, you give me demei shali, the wine money. You're still ahead of the game because the honey is more expensive than the wine. And the owner of the honey was maskim. He agreed. And the din is chayiv litinloi. He has to give it to him. He can't say, nah, I just told you. I didn't really mean it. No, you said you agree. Vayter zakt the Mishnah. Shotav nor chamor v'chamor chaveroi. Reuven is walking with his donkey and Shimon is walking with his donkey. Suddenly the river overflows and these two donkeys are going to get washed away. Shaloi, Reuven makes a cheshbon. He says his donkey is worth a mana. That's 100 zuz. V'shel chaveroi, his friend's donkey, is worth mesayim, 200 zuz. So haniach zeh shaloi, he lets go of his donkey. V'hitzla shel chaveroi, and he goes to save his friend's donkey, which is worth more. Now he says, okay, at least pay me for my donkey. Sakta Mishnah, sorry, ein li el eschare. He can charge for his work, but that's it. However, v'vim omer life, he said to his friend, before he decided to let his donkey drown to save his friend's donkey, if he said, Ani'atzel es shalach, I'll save yours, which is worth more. But va'ata noisinli, you give me, es shali, the money from my donkey. Then chayiv litinloi, if the friend was maskim, he has to give it to him. If the bailam aren't there, he could also make the statement in front of Bezdin. Why do we need both cases? The case of the honey and the case of the donkey. Because maybe over there, in the first case, the reason the owner of the honey has to pay him when he's takam maskim is because look what the owner of the wine did. He mamish spilled out his wine. There was no problem with his wine. He spilled it out to save the honey. But in the second case, we didn't mamish destroy his donkey. He just didn't do anything to save his donkey. Maybe then all he gets is money for the work. And if we only had the case of the donkey, I would say only in this case do we say that if they didn't make up beforehand, he doesn't get paid for the donkey because the mice, he didn't physically destroy the donkey. He just let it drown. He didn't save it. But in the case of the wine where Imamish spills it out, maybe there, even if they don't make up beforehand, he should still get paid. So therefore, we need both. We need both cases. The first case of where I spill my wine to save his honey, where the halacha is I can demand money for the keli or for my work, but I can't demand him to pay for my wine unless I said it to him beforehand and he was maskim. And the same is true for the donkey. But let my donkey drown. To save his donkey, I can't ask him to pay for my donkey unless I told it to him beforehand and he agreed.